Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Michelle.
You ready, girl?
Michelle,
girl.
Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Hello, hello, hello. It is Mindful Monday, and you are listening to Waking Up with Linda McShann. I hope you guys had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. This is the beginning of the week. We're going to be short and sweet. Today we have Tiffany Jones coming on with us. She's going to give us some information of what we should be mindful of. And then we're going to set you off to begin another great, exciting week. But before we do that, you know, when your determination changes, everything else will begin to move in the direction you desire. The moment you resolve to be victorious, every nerve and fiber in your being will immediately orient itself toward your success. On the other hand, if you think this is never going to work out, then at that instant, every cell in your being will be defeated and give up the fight. And then everything really will move into the direction of failure. So you know we don't believe in failure over here. It's about peace and harmony, good health and wealth. We like to bring cheerfulness. We care and we're creative here. So before Miss Tiffany with a I see it, I get it done, and I complete it comes on and share with us briefly, just listen to this. It's about appreciation. Let people know that you appreciate them, but you must start with appreciating yourself first. Welcome.
Come to me. Give me a
people are there for you and they support you, you let them know how much you appreciate them. And we have Miss Tiffany with an I with us, and I like to say Tiffany with an I because she see it, I see it, I strategize and clear it up, and I complete the job. Tiffany Jones, are you on the air with us this evening for Mindful Monday?
Yes, I am. How are you, Linda?
I am wonderful after this joyful, crazy weekend and all these people moving around. But before we get going, you know how much we appreciate you. So since our topic is on mindfulness and appreciating and, one, what you have and appreciating yourself first, because you must start with you so that you can vibrate and generate it out there to others, I'm just going to tell you welcome in and we love you. And I'm going to be quiet over here for a minute.
Thank you, Linda. It is Mindful Monday, right?
Yes.
And I always want to give appreciation and gratitude for the week ahead. And it's fitting because we are celebrating Thanksgiving this weekend. Not weekend, but this week on Thursday, okay? Thursday,
yes.
Not the weekend. However, if there's just a lot to be grateful for, and I think a lot of people need to realize, you know, we've come through a pandemic, great. Most of us have. I'm not saying for those who've lost other people, but for the majority of people, we have come through. And just be grateful and appreciative of the things that you have, where you are in your life. You may not be where you want to be, but you will be there soon. And today, I'm just very grateful because the guy came to fix my internet service.
Okay.
You would think.
Okay.
And this guy has been with the company for 18 years. So
okay.
It was done the right way.
Okay.
And I'm grateful for that because, I mean, I can live without some of these services, but then again, you would like to have television and internet capabilities so that you can go on the computer and do business and all that. So I have been in this move pretty, I wouldn't say isolated, but just patient,
mm-hmm.
patiently waiting for things to happen. And again, as I always say, be mindful of the service industry. You're not going to get everything that you want so quickly. It may take some time, so be patient. And I have definitely had to exercise patience this whole week. So,
okay.
But anyway, have you been out there, Linda? Have you been out there?
I have sort of like been making my rounds and circulating and, you know, going out and seeing people moving. There's a lot of traffic out there. People are out there moving, okay? They're shopping. They're appearing to have patience. I haven't ran into any really, really nutcases. I don't get out too long, but I just like to get out amongst the people. You know, I'm a people watcher. So I like to just sit back and relax and let sun beat down on my face and just sort of like tune into nature and be appreciative, you know, because it's all about taking action, and you have to take action. You don't react. And in order to not react to whatever's coming to you, you have to keep yourself pretty balanced. Now, sometimes you have to tip those scales every now and then. But most of the time, I think that taking action to, as you say, just be appreciative, but start with yourself first. See, when you appreciate yourself, you know how to appreciate others, and you recognize others when they're supporting and they're assisting. There's a lot of people who do not understand appreciation. They really don't, because they're usually gimme-gimmies or, you know, all for me, none for you, the me story. But appreciation is the key. And everyone likes to be appreciated in one form or the other, you know, no matter how. So when you said we will speak on appreciation and being grateful, and Thanksgiving is every day for us. We get up and we breathe, okay? Say, we thankful to be here to take another breath. Because as you mentioned, there's so many persons that are no longer here. And we're going to send out, you know, our prayers to the families that are going to have a few of those chairs empty at the table, you know.
Yes.
That it's a bit, it's not an easy thing, you know, to go through that. We're sending prayers out to persons who are recuperating, you know, pulling back through. They might have gotten infected, but they're healing again, but it takes a while. And we cannot really know what they're going through if we haven't gone through it ourselves. So that's where the patience come in, to understand, you know, to try to understand what they're going through. And it's holiday time. They got the Black Friday sales, the Black Tuesday sales. They just got sales going on. And I like to just get out there and snoop around and see, you know, just what can happen up there. You mentioned television. It's no fun when your TV go out, okay? Whether you watch it or not.
See,
it's no fun.
You know, well, I just didn't have access to the you know, whatever it is, the cable, the internet, to turn on the TV, you know what I mean? But
okay.
You know about that television, getting it new television.
Oh, yeah. Mine said goodbye, see you later. And I'm saying, well, I'll be darned. So Merry Christmas to you, Linda. So I had to go out and find something, but I set those goals. I'm not, you know, I don't need to have that big screen going from the left of the room to the right. I don't need that. If I want that, I go to the movies, okay? Don't need that. Just give me something so I can have it watch me, because I'm really not much of a television watcher. I like to listen to the news, but I don't like to listen to the normal news. I go a different kind of way. I go into stations that's going to give me the real deal. Because if you know anything about the news, it can confuse you. Okay, so you want to go. I like to listen to sponsored shows that are not being controlled by big industry and get a little bit of half of the truth, okay? Even though my thing was broadcast journalism years ago, and it has changed so much. It has changed. It used to have ethics, but there's no more ethics out there anymore. So I listen, and then I'll tune into my stations and, you know, just gather the information that I have together. But when you don't have it and it's silent, that's no fun, okay? And I'm not a technical
person. Well, that's
person.
When we have to dig deep in introspection.
Oh, yeah. You know, blast
ourselves.
The music.
So I've had a lot of time for that.
Yes. Blast the music. Think to yourself. Make them think they're in a disco. Do whatever, you know. When I'm in the kitchen cooking, they think they're in a disco, because I have to have my music to make me cook by. Okay, it just doesn't go. So you triple up that music. And then the funny thing about it, if you're not technical and you're not a technician, you think, okay, give me something I just need to plug in and hook this antenna to, and it's a done deal. But then you get home and you see all kind of instructions going across that screen, and you say, what in the world? How can I get this on? But then you dig deep, and your creativity comes out, and you make it work. So I had another exercise of learning something else new to put in the toolkit. So I'm pretty good over here, and I haven't turned it on. But when it says goodbye, that's exactly when you want it, okay? And my professor, we were speaking with the life coach, Karen Bird, and she says we always have to want what we already have, okay? Because some of us, like we were speaking earlier, they want things, they get things, and then they're continuing to complain about them, okay? Well, haven't you understood the key of wanting what you already have? You know, so like when that TV go, you might not have liked it. You might have had to beat it on the side to make the sound come up so you wasn't treating it too nice, but you still have to want what you have, because when it leaves you, you realize, oh, my goodness, I miss beating that TV on the side to make the sound come up, or I miss this or I miss that. It's just back to what we were talking about, being grateful, Tiffany, being thankful, you know, but starting with yourself first. You don't have to be so grateful and so thankful that you lay down and be a rug to let anyone walk you, okay? But you do have to take things into consideration, you know. You have people that, however, like I said, they want the best. They have to be the best. And there's nothing wrong with that. And most of the time, persons of that nature, they learn that at an early age, you know. But then there's always some issues that lie behind that, too. That's a lot of insecurity there, because especially I tell a lot of young ladies, you want to be the sharpest person in Los Angeles, you can hang it up, because we got the garment district, okay? So you gonna have a lot of competition out there, all right? So it's just like waking up in the morning, looking in the mirror with either a frown on your face or smile back at yourself. If you get up every morning with a frown on your face, you're not appreciative that you're up. Put a smile there and see what reflects back to you, okay? See what reflects back. Start your day off with appreciation and more so appreciating yourself, you know, for even going through whatever this is we've been going through, because it's you know, and it makes you mindful. Yeah. It makes you mindful of other people, because we're not mind readers. We don't know how they're feeling or what just happened to them. So it makes us all pull back and take a deep breath, and we have to be mindful of that. Like I say, peace and harmony, good health and wealth. You know, we talk about unification. Everybody talking about they want to unify. You have to have action. You must take action in order to make unification work. You must get up every morning and claim your victory even before you get started, okay? If you get up complaining and worrying about different things, it's going to mess up your day. So I don't like my day messed up, and I like to start it off right. At least I try to as much as I can. So if I'm starting it off right, you think I'm going to let you mess it up? So we take action to be pleasant, to be joyful, to be determined, to get through whatever we need to get through on that day. Thanksgiving is coming up. I like looking and hearing that they're having the food giveaways, and, you know, persons are able to pick up turkeys. And, you know, it's like it's not going to be like it was before, but at least it's still there. I like to go to the mission to help out. I don't know what's happening there. But with this COVID, you know, I'm kind of like saying, well, you know, maybe I'll just send my donation, okay, and just kind of like do some social distancing. But I always like to work with the mission on Thanksgiving, and persons are inviting, oh, we're going to have dinner, you want to come? But I'm just going to invite about five more people. I say, wrong thing to tell me. No, I don't think so. What I'm going to do is do what I do, because, see, that first person that come through that door, they might have just gotten off the airplane and came in from Arizona. That means they haven't had a test. They don't know what they got or what they walked through. And I do not want to sit up there trying to eat cranberry sauce, learn about that. So in order for me to stay away from that and don't put myself through that, I'm not going that way. You know, we'll meet up at a later date. Love you. And call the chef and say, hook it up, baby, because I do not want to turn any heat on this stove to burn these orchids that sit up here. I say, I keep orchids on the stove, and you know orchids don't like heat, so that means that stove haven't been turned on in a long time. And usually when you go for Thanksgiving in the past, I always cook my food anyway. I will always cook, so when I come back home, I can really eat, because you can never eat like you want to at everybody's house. You know, you can't, well, on one house I know I can, and that's since I'm in Texas, okay, you eat till you pass out down there. That's just the name of a game, but when you're visiting, you can, you know, you can't sit down and kick your shoes off and throw that hat over in the corner and lean up against the chair or any of that. So I always cook for Thanksgiving, and where no matter where I go, I come back and I still have my meal, so I can wiggle my toes and have my hair sticking all up over my head and be very thankful that I'm over here eating this meal. So I just would like to say to everyone out there that, as Tiffany said, you know, we're out there, people, the restaurants, a lot of persons are going to restaurants. Keep that in mind about the staff. They're overworked and they're short-staffed, okay? So if you don't get that cranberry sauce right when you raise up your hand, don't get upset about it, okay? Because they're trying to do the best that they can do as far as being out. But I'm just, you know, this Thanksgiving is different from last year. Okay, at least we're not standing in line trying to get toilet tissue and hoarding and stuff, a different kind of thing. But, you know, it's opening up slowly but surely. But as you say, I'm appreciative that we're still here in order to be able to speak on it. And again, heartfelt condolences out there to the families who have lost persons, okay, that's going to be looking at those empty chairs. And it's hard. But keep in mind, they don't want you to be sad. And when persons fall, when persons go, the body is no longer here. You cannot physically hold them, but the spirit lives on. So if you can think about the good, funny times and laugh and sniggle, and if you look and you sit still long enough, they'll be there with you, because the spirit never dies. Never. Never, ever die.
That is so true.
Yeah, it never
dies. I agree with you. I do. I think, you know, I every year as we come to an end, you know, you have to get rid of the old to bring in the new. And sometimes, you know, people don't necessarily like to do that, but change is inevitable. Change brings new things. Get rid of whatever you have to get rid of for the new to come in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, release any toxic situation,
mm-hmm.
there we go, situation, mm-hmm. or anything that's negative in your life so that you can bring in this new year, because I think 2022 is going to be great.
Okay.
I really do. New
okay.
beginnings. We got rid of all the old stuff, the old things that don't work, the platforms that are no longer in existence because they didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going into new beginnings, and that's what it's all about. New beginnings brings creativity, innovation. It brings so many good things. And I think if we are mindful and focus on the positive, then we'll get positive results, you know, in our
yes.
lives.
Yes.
So, and I know a lot of people are going through a lot. I mentor people, young women, and young men, and everyone's going through something. I mean, even my friends are going through things, and, you know, they call me, and can you, how do you feel about this, or what do you think about that, and it's just a lot. It's just a lot that's going on, but we're all getting through it. I think it's a very positive that most of us have started reuniting with our families to get the strength we need to pull through some situations. So there's a lot of positivity, and I would really concentrate and advise people to focus on the positivity of their situation and be thankful and appreciative of where they are, because even if you are in a bad space or you think you're in a bad space, you're really not. It's just making room for the beginning and the new. And nothing, you know, who doesn't like new things? New things, new opportunities, new clothes, new shoes, a new television.
I said, oh, boy, this one shows more channels than the other one did. Ooh-wee, let me play with this remote. I'm just like a little kid, okay?
I know.
Yeah, to set
I
up,
know,
but you
and
do. You have
I have
to
get
room.
One, too.
Okay.
I have to get
well,
one, too.
Well, you better
too.
Hang
a
with your
television.
Friend, because I'm going to show you where the deals are. You know I'm a deal, hunter. And once you set that tone or that goal of how far you want to go and you make that determination, you're going to get everything you need. And if I may, you were not on when I came in on the beginning, but it's just like you said, once you set it there, it's there. I want to read this again. And this is what I read in the beginning. It's like when your determination changes, everything will begin to move in the direction you desire. The moment you resolve to be victorious, every nerve and fiber in your being will immediately orient itself toward your success. On the other hand, if you think this is never going to work out, then at that instant, every cell in your being will be deflated and give up the fight. And then everything will really move in the direction of failure. So it's just backing up what you just said about staying positive, having that victorious attitude. So it might not last the way you want it to last, or it might not be happening at the time you want it to happen. See, a lot of times, Tiffany, we think we should do this and do that. But if you sit back, it's already planned out anyway. All you have to listen mm-hmm. do is sit back and listen and follow the cue. Okay, it's already planned. When I give my lectures on purpose, I love talking about purpose because I say, well, tell me what purpose means to you. And they'll say, when I'm standing in my purpose, I say, no, you're not. You haven't even touched the cement yet. I said, you're on your way to purpose. Because once you get to purpose, purpose is something that it's already done. It may look real funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's something that's all mm-hmm. that's done. Some of us have an opportunity to witness it. Some of us, we leave a legacy. But purpose is something that is done. So how can you be standing in it, know you're traveling to it, and then I start off, you know, that opens it up because that gives you a different way to look at it, okay, or to,
mm-hmm.
to travel through it. So it's the same thing with that positive determination and claiming to be victorious no matter what, okay,
mm-hmm.
no matter
mm-hmm.
what you go through. You know, you got individuals that they wouldn't be happy if you shot them in the behind with a happy pill. Do you understand me? You can shoot them and inject them. Do you understand me? If you,
I try not to laugh, Linda, on this show, but it is so hard.
No, but I'm just going to say, hey, they wouldn't be happy if you gave them an injection. All right? So we all reach out for that happiness. We all try to put it there. But the most important thing you have to do is to keep your happiness up so you can recognize the unhappiness of others and try to pull them or direct them. But if they don't want to come, you let them stay where they are because, see, that'll pull your butt down. Okay? We already
That's
know
true.
What it's about. You have to know when the, what they say in the Texas, what is it, hold them, know when to hold and know when to fold, okay? You
mm-hmm.
know, so you can
mm-hmm.
you can lead that horse to water, but you can't make him drink it, all right? And you
mm-hmm.
have to go through life experiences and ups and downs with people and betrayal issues. And people say, well, they betrayed me as a friend. I said, what you need to realize is you're not broken. Mm-hmm. You might be betrayed, but you ain't broken, are you? And they look, what do you mean? I said,
right.
Crazy glue and glue them little broken pieces back together and keep on moving forward. Betrayal does not mean broken, okay? Betrayal,
mm-hmm.
Information that comes to you is information that you're supposed to have. You know, sometimes people get ill and they run till they run themselves in the ground. So you know you're not taking care of yourself. You know you're just out there. So mm-hmm. if you don't lay down, you'll get laid down, okay? You're going to get your head on that pillow so you can hear what is being told to you. Same thing with anything else. You can go through situations. You can try to make them work. They just don't work no matter what. And then, boom, you keep on, oh, I'm the old, this is this, and no, and I don't, because you're not that way, okay? So we cannot recognize something that we have never been. You got me? It's like, you haven't
mm-hmm.
walked in my shoes.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to get that lesson. And that lesson comes to you. And it'll come to you in many, many ways. It'll come. But if you don't listen, it'll keep coming.
It sure
and
will.
In the final day, it'll slap you in your face and say, you didn't hear what I was telling you. And then you say, okay, I got it. Aha. You get that aha moment, okay? Now, once that
mm-hmm.
moment is there, that doesn't mean that you must be angry about it. That means you decide on which how you want to deal with it. Me personally, I'm not a faker. So I'm not going to be around you and make you think it's all right, and it's not. I'm not going to do that. It's just not my way. And if I'm forced around you and you keep pulling at me, I'm going to hurt your feelings because I'm not that way. So when you know who you are, you pull back. And you still remain
right.
kind. You still remain professional, but you don't deal. Like I said, in some faiths, they say don't cast your pearls to swine. You don't cast your pearls to swine. You have gotten slapped upside the head with that slimy, greasy negativity. Have you opened up your eyes yet? So everything that we go through in relationships and in our employment, everything that we experience is nothing but lessons, okay? And lessons are there for your growth. Okay, some people, they want to remain 2 feet tall, and that's where they want to remain, and you just let them stay on down there. But obstacles equal growth, and that's why we have them. That's why we're confronted with different things. It keeps your mind sharp. It makes you think. It makes you pay attention. It makes you be aware of what's going on out there. See, people, them smiling faces, oh, they out there. And you can always smile back at a smiling face, but you have to let them know behind this smile, darling, is some daggers here, okay, and I see you. But you don't have to be in that environment. You don't have to be around them. You don't have to have dinner with them. And you don't have to pretend. So when you say the lessons that we get, changing the old, moves into the new, all of that falls in all of those lessons. That's in relationships also. I like relationships. I like to build them, and I like to keep them. I have relationships with people years and years and years, and I never let them go. But when you push, you have to also gauge that. You're gauging, and you start reducing that checkoff list too, okay? You have to stand in the middle and understand everything, because a lot of people who, and especially those who are not aware of appreciation, appreciating or being appreciated, they don't understand appreciation. So when you're showing your appreciative side and you're letting them know how you appreciate them, they think you're stupid. They think you're stupid. And that's just being your being. So rather than to change who you are, which you shouldn't have to do that to anybody, you get away from that. Because why should you change your being? Your being is who you are. So you seek out good mentors. You seek out good relationships. You seek out your victories. You claim your victories. That way, and in order to understand how to do it, you got to go through stuff. It ain't going to be easy breezy. It's never going to be easy breezy. But I bet you at the end you got another lesson to put in that toolkit, don't you? And you can share it with someone.
And I think we have to understand also that when you say, oh, I want a new job, how do you think the new job's going to come if you don't get rid of the old job?
That's
sometimes you are let go, or you're forced to quit the old job because you already spoke it that you wanted a new one. So how can new things come to you if the old is still there? So you're right, and that is the lesson in understanding that you create your own destiny. You created that by saying that.
I don't like this job here.
I want a new job.
What you say, think, and do. All words are power, okay? Mind thoughts is power, and action is power. So when you say be aware, you have to let it go. You're absolutely correct. You have to be aware of what you say, what you think, and what you do. You know, those three things. And they always say your mouth will buy you a ticket, okay? Your mouth. But I always keep in mind that the voice does the work. So different tones of voices do different types of things, okay? And so keeping in mind that the voice does the work, it keeps you in check on what type of words you put out there. Because once they're gone, they're out there. You can't bring them back. You cannot bring them back. So there's a lot of individuals that, you know, you know where they are, and some people say, well, you haven't so-and-so. I say, well, if I know you and you know me, I will say, well, I did not order my skunk repellent. It's on back order, so I cannot go in that direction today. You see, I said what I had to say, but I said it as pleasant as I could say it, right? I don't have my skunk repellent. So what am I saying? I'm telling you something, okay? And it's a true feeling, and I'm not going because I don't have the repellent on, so I don't feel like being skunked by skunks today,
right.
So I'm not going that
and
way.
You, right.
So instead
you have to be careful.
You must be careful. So when I say be careful of what you say, think, and do, you want this, yes. I'm going to keep that in mind. I got my list. I have my computer printout over here, Tiffany, with an I. I'm going to run it down to you, and we're going to do the checkoff list because you're the lady that a person should run things by, and you're going to always see it a different way and give them another way to look at it. And I admire you for that. That's why I stay as close as I can to you, because you're that type of person, and we should all speak
out. Oh, my
out.
Gosh, but it's such a compliment. I don't know what to do. You know, it's like when you get receive these compliments, you're overwhelmed, and I am overwhelmed because I don't necessarily expect it, but when it comes organically and authentically and genuinely, it's such a great, great thing for me, and I'm so honored. I mean, I didn't even know you were going to say that.
Well,
we don't rehearse any of this.
Well, you know me. I come from the real, from the hip, from the gut, and everything that comes is heartfelt. And most of the time, and I seriously mean that. And you're an excellent mentor. You're an excellent advisor. You're an excellent consultant. That's what you do. You consult people in many, many areas. And even though we don't walk around wearing a sign, you do what you do. And when people say, well, what do? I say, well, let me think about it. And then they look at you like you're crazy because I'm not going to be placed in a box. What do you need? Okay, it's about need. And a person is yourself that recognizes a need, you have a way of giving individuals a different option. You always will throw options out there. You're not forceful. You're not threatening. You're not judgmental. And all of those things are very, very important when you're dealing with people. Some people are dictators. Some people, you know, they tell you what you should do instead of suggest what you should do. Those two things are different, okay, depending on the individuals that you're speaking with. And on that note, you know, I'm going to say I am so appreciative for you, and thank you, Tiffany, with an I, for coming on and letting us know what to be mindful of. And we're not going to be on Thanksgiving, but we're coming back to find it out Friday because I want you to tell me how many turkey legs you ate, okay, on Thursday.
And I'm going to find some stuff out, too,
oh,
to
yes,
come back
I know.
On Friday.
Okay, so we're coming back with you on Find It Out Friday. Unless there's an emergency, we won't come up on Thursday. Everybody needs to sit down and eat sweet potatoes and talk thing soup. But we will be back on Find It Out Friday. We will be here tomorrow with Tell It Tuesday. I don't know what Ms. Stephanie Haynes has to tell us on Tuesday, but I'll get ready to find out. So listeners, listen in. This is Tiffany Jones, Tiffany with an I. Tiffany has some things that are in the making. Stick real close to her. She's a dynamic individual, someone who knows how to direct you on that best path. And on that note, Tiffany, we love you, and we're going to say thank you.
I love you too, Linda. Thank you so much. I enjoyed myself thoroughly.
I know you did. We love you. Have a great evening.
You too.
All righty. And nice Thanksgiving.
Sure how you feel. all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.